Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Marceline Norton. Marceline owns Quail Run Farm, which is located in the beautiful Hoopa Valley. And we want to talk to you a little bit about this farm that you have here. Was this always a farm or was it always a garden? And is this a great place to grow crops?
I inherited the 4 acres from my parents. My mom always had a small garden, probably considered a kitchen garden. It was never a large garden, just enough for, you know, the family. What we didn't eat at the time, she then canned. This is beautiful, beautiful sandy loam soil, and I do have water, and I enjoy gardening. So kind of in her memory, I wanted to carry it on, and I've expanded to far more than a kitchen garden, but it's amazing of what can be produced. I started out very small in a very small plot, and now I think it's probably about an acre of vegetables and fruits that's growing.
It's a beautiful flat piece of property out here, and it's so nice and warm in the summertime. You can grow all those great hot weather crops out here. Historically, did Hoopa people live in this area?
Yes, this is part of the Sacteshenon Field District, and I believe there was an old village site on this property, and there's some trees that date back far before my mom. Fruit trees here that I'd like to preserve.
Yeah, and some of these varieties, you might not even know the names of them anymore because it's been so many years. Yeah. What crops in particular do you grow? Are you kind of known for certain types of crops out here?
I try to specialize in heirloom tomatoes, peppers, a variety of peppers, sweet peppers and hot peppers, and a variety of melons, watermelon and of the cantaloupe family. We're learning, too, that another big market or what people want are lemon cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, and corn. So next year we're going to expand in those areas.
So one of the challenges of learning to be a farmer when you become bigger than a kitchen garden is trying to find out what are the things that people will eat. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like you're finding that out as you go along. Mm-hmm. How do you decide every year? Do you go through a seed catalog and go, ooh, those sound delicious and we must try those?
Yes, during the winter months, I look through seed catalogs and also knowing what people are interested in. But I also have some specialty things that I would like to grow. And I do grow some things just for myself that really are so far not big market sellers. I think just helping people learn how to use different plants, such as eggplant or the different squashes, is another thing. I always wanted to have some recipes available, but I just haven't had the time to put those things together. But during summer markets, we do share information and share recipes, both from the customer and from myself.
That's nice to be able to share that because I think some of these things, you know, if you never saw an eggplant before, oh my gosh, what the heck do you do with this shiny thing? And when you cut it open, it's almost like cardboard inside. And really, is this delicious? Just convincing people to try it for the first time has got to be difficult. What time of year do you start planting up here?
Well, we try to get things in the ground first part of May, but I started most all my starts at my house. I have a little solarium off of my kitchen, and I bought some heating pads and grow light and started all my starts in this just a little bitty area. And peppers were one of the first things because it takes so long to grow peppers. So we kind of know what we need to start early. Danny was saying last night that he wants to put corn in very, very early, whether that's going to... It all depends on the weather, too, and the soil conditions, whether the soil is warm enough.
And the rain.
Yes.
Are we going to get deluge or are we going to get nothing? You know, it's just such a mixed bag. What are some of the challenges you find with having a farm?
The weather. the variety of different periods of weather that we have, and waiting for the soil to become warm enough to plant.
It sounds like, I mean, you have almost what I would call a model farm here, a model farm out here in the Hoopa Valley, something really to show other people about growing vegetables. Do you try to encourage other people to do this?
Yes, that was one of my first original attempts to show others that they could just have a kitchen garden for themselves. It doesn't take much work, and there's help with seeds, and we share information as far as fertilizing different plants or how to take care of the insects. It's a sharing of information that is available too. We have an agricultural department here. It's separate from the tribe, but it's been very helpful.
That's one of the things I was going to ask you about, because 2 years ago, the Ray's Market closed in Hoopa, and it's been really difficult for people to have access to fresh food. What are ways that people have adapted?
The agricultural center has always had a vegetable box available, for, a small fee. People could come and buy or get their vegetable box for the week. And then just with the need to start up a farmer market, and I think that that's gone very well in Hoopa, because people want fresh produce. We're not able to buy that unless we go to Willow Creek. There's a little bit, very small selection over at the mini mart.
Where's the farmer's market located in Hoopa?
It's right downtown Hoopa, next to the Coast Central Bank. And the first year we had it over in front of the neighborhood facilities. But I think there's more people gathering down near the bank and also the mini mart. So it's much more convenient for people there.
You also sell your produce at another farmer's market. That's where I met you.
Yes, I go out to Henderson Center Farmer's Market on Thursday mornings, and then break there at 1, and then head over to McKinleyville and set up there for the farmer market that starts at 3:30 that afternoon and goes until 6:30. I first originally started out at the McKinleyville Farmer Market, but this year I've expanded.
Why I get to see you at Henderson Center. What do you think is the future of Quail Run Farm? What do you see changing down here? It sounds like you have plans for expansion. I mean, you have 4 acres and you're gardening on 1 acre of that. Mm-hmm. Plans to expand?
Yes, we do plan to expand because it has produced so much. I mean, the quantity is amazing. My overall goal is to encourage family members to take this on, because I'm retired now, and I don't know how many more years I could do this. So I'm hoping to encourage, family to, as I learn to love gardening, to take this on.
Do you have some in mind right now that you think are a good fit for this garden?
One of my sons, but he also works and doesn't feel that he has the time to put in. Uh-huh. So again, I realize that, because I only started out with a small garden when I was still working.
Uh-huh. Anything else you'd like to share about your beautiful place out here?
Well, again, I have a great granddaughter. She just turned 3 years old. She has come over here and helped me, picking strawberries or... that she wanted to make a strawberry birthday cake all the time. But, again, encouraging the little children to garden. When I first originally started, a grandson, I think he was about maybe 4 or 5 years old, would come down and help me. And one day we came down and some of our corn was broken down. And so we thought a bear had gotten into it. He made up the story of grandma fighting this bear. And I typed that up. He drew the pictures and he shared that in his kindergarten class when he started kindergarten.
Nice.
So again, So again, I think that's important to teach children at a very young age. Uh-huh. To enjoy gardening and where their food comes from. Knowing that we're eating quality food when we're growing it ourselves, and there's no pesticides, no harmful chemicals that's used in the garden.
This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Marceline Norton. Marceline owns Quail Run Farm, which is located in the Hoopa Valley. Thank you so much, Marceline.
Good. Thank you for coming, and I've enjoyed talking with you and sharing the information.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.